Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
It's Saturday, and you know what that means. Yep, I am back. It is me, Garrett, there from What Culture Wrestling. And no, Simon Miller is not back yet. He's still locked in the bathroom. And for those who have missed what's been going down this week, we've been taking over. We've been trying to make sure this house that has been built by the mighty Miller, the ups and downs house, has not been set ablaze. And so far, we're doing a pretty all right job. Yeah, so. But today's the first time I've ever had a chance, really, to talk about AEW in this type of forum, so I'm pretty excited. I can't wait to see what goes down. Have we got some good wrestling? Have we got some great promos? You probably guarantee we are going to get this with AEW because it's very, very high, fine quality, like a nice wine, like a nice piece of cheese. It's good stuff. And spoiler alert, yes, we had more great wrestling. Yes, we have more bloody big announcements. And sorry, Cody Rhodes did not pop up on this show. Still, it looks like he's very much going to be popping up tomorrow in a certain Saudi super show. Yay! But with all that in mind, I am Gareth from What Culture Wrestling. These are the ups and downs from this week's AEW Rampage. Changing things up ever so slightly from the get-go, because they knew I was coming this week, we had an AEW Rampage Slam Dunk. That's what the show was called throughout. Obviously, this was leading into the NBA All-Star Weekend, so things were feeling a little bit different from the get-go. And to kick us off, we did have Adam Cole taking on the Dark Order's number 10. Felt like I was watching NXT, because my boy Adam Cole was still there. I'm going to try and put over NXT a lot in this video. Shut up, come fight me. But this match is going to end up, because it was bloody great. Just from the very start of Adam Cole's entrance, as soon as you hear the boom, it's great. I've got a lot of energy for a Saturday morning. And you can tell from the get-go they were trying to put over the fact that number 10's a big hulking hoss of a man, because that's what happened on Dynamite when he went absolutely crazy and killed loads of security guards for reasons. And he was pretty much at it again here. He kept breaking out of everything Adam Cole tried to put him in. He kept overpowering him, smashing him with clotheslines, and then doing this, and he looked really strong and powerful, so it was working. But before long, Adam Cole started to just switch the momentum up a little bit, and he targeted the leg slash knee of number 10, and he put him into the corner and smashed him against the ring post, which I've only just noticed as square. They've got square ring posts, so if you smash your leg into that, that's going to cause some serious damage. You don't like it. And all the way through the match, they were putting over this big, strong, incredible, powerful full Nelson that number 10 has, very similar to a certain Bobby Lashley's. And then when he finally got it cinched in, Adam Cole was flailing around. He was like, I can't break out of this. So he banged into Aubrey Edwards and did a cheeky little low blow, the little dastardly bugger. And this set up loads of super kicks and the big old boom for the win from Adam Cole, and there he had it. We had his win over number 10. It was always going to happen, but I like the way they did this. Because, yeah, it would have been great to have a big emphatic win where Adam Cole just dominated number 10. He looked so strong coming into this eventual, you know, the match that is going to happen with Hangman Adam Page. But in doing things this way, it made him look really cunning and like he'll do absolutely everything to win that AEW World Championship, which puts the good old badass Hangman in some serious danger come Revolution. Then we had a quick recap of CM Punk versus MJF. That's now going to be happening at Revolution with the whole kinky dog collar, and it was looking good. And following up with another up, we had Dante Martin taking on Powerhouse Hobbs in a Face of the Revolution qualifying ladder match thing, big old title, but this was their blow-off match because they've wrestled a lot recently, and this is the third time, so yeah. Obviously, we've already got Keith Lee, we've already got Wardlow in this match, so you would have thought coming into this, yeah, they're probably going to sprinkle a bit of high-flying goodness into this match now, so Martin's probably going to win this emphatically and look really good. Well, you'd be wrong, because from the get-go, Hobbs was in complete control. Every time Martin tried to pick up a bit of momentum, like a flying clothesline, loads of drop kicks, things like that, Hobbs just swatted him, just smashed into him with either his arm, his leg, his belly, anything. There was a point where he just threw him out of the ring, he kept knocking him off the apron. There was a point when he went on the outside of the ring, he picked up Martin and just launched him back in, because he can do whatever the hell he wants. But then there was a point where Hobbs exposed his knee and he looked like he was taking a bit too long, and then he went for the knee, missed the knee, and Martin fired up and you were like, this is it, this is the moment where our high-flying good guy gets the big win. But he didn't. He eventually got swatted again and hit with a spine buster out of absolutely nowhere, which ended the match. Hobbs had won the whole damn thing. And I know what you're asking, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, well, it's just like a transitional move, a spine buster. Like, you can't win a match just by doing that move that Batista used to always do and loads of other people just do throughout AEW. Well, you're not Hobbs. Hobbs does it. Your body goes through the mat. He won the thing. It made sense. It's good. And again, yes, I would have loved to seen Dante Martin in the Face of the Revolution ladder match, because just looking at him in that kind of like ladder setting, it would have been great. Flipping around, flying at people, but I think we are going to get some high flyers in that match at some point, so do not worry. For now, let's just celebrate the fact we got a lot of meat bouncing around a lot of ladders. Oh yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
And then we had Jade Cargill, the TBS champion, backstage having an interview, having a bit of a chat with Tony Schiavone. And then we had the first interruption of the night. Yeah, this is... I didn't know what this was, but this is a thing, apparently. So now I make that 22 interruptions in AEW, and I believe that's, what, 65 altogether in the whole WWE-AEW thing. I didn't realise there were this many interruptions in life, but... good thing no one's going to interrupt me today, because who works on a Saturday? But it was Matt Hardy who interrupted this whole thing. He came into the interview and he was like, hey, Jade Cargill, here, you looking for a challenger? I've got a certain bunny that would beat your ass. And then Jade was like, well, I like murdering bunnies, so yeah, let's do that. So that match is now official for Dynamite this week. I can't wait to see a bunny get obliterated. And it was Serena Deeb's 5-minute challenge time after this, and obviously it's going to get an up because it was Serena Deeb bullying someone. Angelica Risk was the person in the unenviable position of being opposite Serena Deeb in the ring this week, and it was quite fun, but in a really sad way, this match. Because Deeb just controlled things from the get-go, and she kept toying with her, and she kept like kicking her around, and every time it looked like she could just score a pin, she didn't, she picked her up. We had 5 minutes here, Serena, and you're acting like you had 50. And at any point when it looked like Deeb was maybe taking a little too long and uppercut started flying at her from Risk and all these other things, she just switched things up again. She looked like a class above Risk here, which is the point because Risk is a rookie. And then she locked in the Serenity Lock. She won the whole damn thing. And it made sense. It was fun. It was quick. We moved on. We then had a Jon Moxley, Bryan Danielson recap thing where he was talking about Jon Moxley wanting to tag team with him, but only after he shared blood with him or spilt blood with him. There was a lot of blood involved in that promo, which was very good. Go and watch it again on Dynamite if you like, or go and watch ups and downs with Cleary, who looked like he had no idea what was going on, like myself right now. And then we had something that I really enjoy, which we don't really get anywhere else. Obviously, I'm coming here from an outsider's perspective because Mark Henry was in his little box and he was having an interview with Jay White and Trent Barretta, who are obviously going to be in the main event later on tonight. And it was like a prelude to things that were to come. I really enjoyed it. Obviously, Jay White had attacked Trent on his first two nights on the AEW jobs. That's what set up this match. And he was just saying, I'm here. I'm in AEW. I can do whatever the hell I want because I'm Jay White. Look at me, Switchblade. DM'd. Stop it. Trent said, welcome to AEW, because, you know, he's a very nice guy, and he said, I cannot wait to smash this forbidden door in your pervert face. Right, and it was time for the main event. Mark Henry is a treat, isn't he? But before this, we had a few announcements for what's to come over the week. Like next week, we've got Sammy Guevara versus Andrade for the TNT Double Championships because he likes wearing two belts. We also had the confirmation that it was going to be Britt Baker versus Thunder Rosa for the AEW Women's Championship at Revolution. That match is going to pop. And then the worst kept secret in AEW that is Hangman Page defending his AEW World Championship against Adam Cole was also made official after Cole boom number 10 in the balls. But like I said, main event time was coming and it's obviously going to get an up because Jay White and Trent Beretta, they know each other really well from the New Japan Pro Wrestling days and the Chaos days and all the rivalry that they had. And you could see here because their chemistry was electric. When I say electric, they weren't popping, they weren't flying all over the ring from the get-go. It was quite methodical, it was quite slow-paced, but that's the kind of style that Jay White likes to implement in his matches. And it worked for him here. Because everyone kept getting really annoyed every time he'd take his time and try and get out of the ring, and then he'd do a big piece of offense and just start walking around and being really cocky. It made people boo, and then it made people go, too sweet, too sweet. It was great though, there were a ton of reversals. I think Trent got a lot of offense in. Trent looked really strong in this match. I really enjoyed the fact that you knew Jay White wasn't going to lose his first match in AEW, but they still made Trent look super strong. He kept flying at him with his spinning back elbows, his big drop kicks. He looked great in this match. I'll be honest though, it did feel like they spent an awful lot of the match on the outside, kind of walking around the ring, so this ref really needs to start thinking about the 10 count, you know, because the 10 count just didn't feel like it was happening at one point. Even Jay White, when Trent was on the outside, he went up to the ref and he was like, dude, do your 10 count, do your job, I'm doing mine. And everything just started to dial up a notch as we got to the closing stretch when Trent did this massive moonsault to the outside, but landed really hard on his midsection, which had already been battered earlier in the night, because we had a little story here of Trent's belly not being in a good spot. And after a ton of near falls very late in the day, Orange Cassidy started firing up the crowd like this. Yeah. And then it finally looked like Trent was going to hit his strong zero. He'd been threatening to do it all the way through the match. And as he got Jay White up to do it, Jay transitioned out and hit the bloody Blade Runner for the win. It was so well done. Love a cheeky reversal finish thing. It just makes my heart sore. Jay White got the win, as he should have. And then I really liked the little exchange between Jay White and Orange Cassidy at the end of the match, because Jay was just looking at him like, ooh, you're scary, aren't you? You little sunglasses, you little thumb, ooh. And that, for me, makes me think we might be getting an Orange Cassidy Jay White match at some point in the future, which would be really fun. Two completely different personalities, throw them together, watch the magic roll in. Well, that's been your AEW Rampage ups and downs. That was my first time doing this. It was pretty painless, I think, on my side. That weird interruption counter freaked me out. I didn't know what was going on with that. But all the rest, it felt like home. It felt like jumping right back into a saddle that I've never taken off, because I spend most of my life walking around in a saddle.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.